We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So happy to reach out to Jim Bowden from ESPN once again to get a little clarity on what's going on. Jim, how are you? It's been a couple weeks. Good to have you back on.
Yeah, great to be back on with you, Damon. There's nothing like the winter meetings. There's nothing more fun. You know, I just walked here from my ESPN set and ran into Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the White Sox, ran into Moises Alou, the former home run hitter, John Farrell, the manager of the Red Sox. One of the great things about the winter meetings is all of the baseball people are in one place at the same time. And so every time you walk somewhere, I going into my room, A.J. Preller, the GM of the Padres, walked by. It really is a fun time to be able to talk to so many baseball people basically 24 hours a day until we depart on Friday morning.
It is obviously a situation that starts the baseball conversation right back up in the middle of winter, and it seems like so much of the conversation today, Jim, has focused on Ben Zobrist. I saw an $80 million offer rumored from the Mets, and I nearly spit my drink out. I mean, Zobrist is a good player, but $20 million a year over four for a guy this old, I mean, I think I'd rather finish in last place than pay that. But
well, they're not going to pay it either. So, Damon, I read the same thing, and that's why I go right to the sources.
Thank you.
Because you read the stuff, you don't know what to believe, what not to believe. I will tell you this. I was told by his representatives a couple hours ago they do have 4 years on the table. However, the number is going to be a lot less than what you just said by about $20 million. So I would expect a four-year deal in the $60 to $65 million range. I would expect it either to be the Mets or the Cubs, and I expect the decision to come either later tonight or tomorrow morning. Don't expect him to be a San Francisco Giant, not going to be a Washington National. I think it's down to those two teams, and he'll be a Cub if the Cubs can find a way to trade Starlin Castro. They're working on a deal right now with the New York Yankees. If they can peddle Castro to New York, that will free up $31 million that they can put towards Zobrist, and then they get Zobrist done. So it'll be interesting to see the next several hours.
Jim Bowden here on 95.7 The Game. Let's talk about left field for the Giants. Jason Hayward, Alex Gordon, either name floating towards San Francisco.
Well, there's no doubt. I talked to Bobby Evans, the GM, and he was clear to me, which was there are several left field options at several different price points. Now, the interesting thing of what he told me is he told me his preference would be to get a right-hand hitting power left fielder that could also play center field. He didn't mention any names. Well, you and I both know, Damon, there's only one name that fits that criteria, and that's Yoenis Cespedes. So I would assume he's at the top of the target list. Number two, I know that Bruce Bochy has always been enamored with Justin Upton. You know what you're going to get with him, 25 homers, 80 RBIs every single year. Bruce knows him personally. So I would think Cespedes and Upton probably more likely than Gordon or Hayward. I keep hearing Gordon to either the Royals or the Cardinals and staying in the Midwest. And Hayward's going to be a real difficult sign because there's a lot of expectations for him. I think there's a possibility, the Angels, possibility of the Chicago Cubs, possibility, and most likely a return to St. Louis.
Talking with Jim Bowden about the Hot Stove League, and Jeff Samardzija signs a big deal with the Giants. I liked him when he was an Oakland A. I think he is a player that maybe hung around the American League a season too long there. Obviously, last year did not go according to plan. It cost him a lot of money, and still he gets a pretty good dollar amount to sign with the Giants. Is he someone that you would have bet on?
I personally would not have, okay? And I'm probably going to list him as one of my free agent possible busts. But I will say this. I never had Dave Rigetti. I never had Bruce Bochy. And I never had Buster Posey. And I will tell you that I'll never bet against a pitcher who has the opportunity to work with the three of them. Samardzija, from a scouting perspective, has always been a guy that we look at as GMs and say he can be a number one starter. He can be that. However, his performance says I'm a three or a four. That's what I am. You get a 3-2 lead, you go to the bottom of the inning, he gives up that run. he doesn't seem to be able to execute the pitches to win games. And this is a guy that never won in double digits, ironically, until this year, the year that he gave up more home runs than anybody in the league, more hits than anybody in the league, more runs than anybody in the league. But great makeup, great character, great stuff, and he's got the best teachers in the world to make him better. Buster's going to put the fingers down. Rigetti's going to fix the mechanics, and they already have ideas of what they are. Bruce Bochy's going to manage them. Hard to ever bet against those trio, right, Damon? I mean, how do you bet against them? I can't.
They've taken guys who can't and fixed them. We've seen it, and maybe it happens again with Samardzija. Greinke in Arizona. For a guy who was talking title, it seems a little odd. You look at the money, and there's nothing to argue with there. The tax differences between Arizona and California are substantial, but so is the chances to really consider yourself a contender in Arizona. I know that there's several other moves they can or cannot make to improve the team around him, but I was really surprised by that, and there's always a little part of me that thinks less of a player when he settles for the bigger dollar amount in an uncompetitive situation.
Yeah, and I see it a little different than you do, Damon. And I am a Zach Greinke fan. I think he's a very cerebral guy. I spent some time with him. I love his intellect. And I think he looked at this up-and-coming Diamondback team and all the young players they have. And I think he looked at the Dodgers' young players and what they have. I think he thinks Arizona's going to have a better team. Now, they're not going to have the finances. But the Dodgers have questions after Kershaw in the rotation, especially with Greinke gone. They're going to have questions defensively in the infield going forward. Their lineup outside of Gonzalez, a lot of questions. I know Greinke was not a big fan of Yasiel Puig. I know Greinke didn't like what he saw with Peterson in the second half. So all I'm saying is, as we see these teams right now on paper, I like the Giants one, and I think the Diamondbacks and Dodgers are very, very close now that they have Greinke.
By the way, breaking right now, Ken Rosenthal saying Zobrist to the Cubs is funny. It is done. We'll see if we can get any details here. I know you're eager to get on that story. Will you please help us sift through this Aroldis Chapman story, though, before we let you go, and baseball's decision to hold up the trade?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, number one, I just talked to Walt Jocketty a few minutes ago, who is the president of baseball operations for the Reds. And he told me the deal is absolutely alive with the Dodgers, and they're just going to wait until the commissioner's office go through their investigation and process. The Reds are very confident that they're not going to find anything and that this deal is going to happen. Remember, everything with Chapman are just allegations. There was not enough information for any kind of arrest. And the so-called incident that people had reported was not backed up and different stories were told. I think it's going to be unlikely that baseball is going to find anything here, and I think this deal is going to end up happening, and I do think Chapman's going to end up a Dodger. It may take a month before this happens, but I do think at some point it's going to happen based on the conversation I just had with Walt.
Looking at the salaries that are being discussed, it looks like the A's are by default out of any big-name or conversation for any big player or free agent going forward in perpetuity under this ownership. What's Billy going to do?
Well, the only thing I do know is he is shopping Brett Laurie, and they are committed to moving Laurie. So I can't tell you if he's going Indians, White Sox, Angels. I can't tell you where he's going, but based on the conversations I've had with other GMs, Brett Laurie will not be an Oakland A when you go to spring training, Damon.
Interesting. Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you. Your information, freshly picked right off the vine, as always. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Damon.
Jim Bowden, ESPN Baseball Insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.